Time now for technology news with the man they call the Gadget Detective, because frankly he is. His name is Fevzi Turkup. Morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
How are we this morning, Fevz?
Yes, we are. The royal we as well, thank
Sorry.
You.
Sorry, I called you Fevz again. I know you don't like that. It's just me being silly.
Actually, I don't mind from you. I don't know why.
Okay.
I should.
Right. My man, Fevz.
But I don't. Okay.
Now, let's big news story in tech this week. Germany banning children's smartwatches. What is that about?
Yeah, so these are smartwatches aimed specifically at children. I mean, a lot of children have adult smartwatches, I have to say, but these ones specifically aimed at 5 to 12-year-olds. Most of them are equipped with a SIM card and some limited telephony functions, and they're controlled via an app. Unfortunately, I mean, we've talked about this in general before, that these sort of Internet of Things type devices, i.e. things that connect to the internet but aren't computers, often have really poor security, because they're often built by companies that either don't care or don't know how to secure a device, because, you know, they're used to making watches, not smartwatches. And the problem with this is that some of these watches are so insecure, and bear in mind that these are on the wrists of children, that strangers, even with the most basic of hacking skills, could track a child's whereabouts and movements, and make the child appear to be in a completely different location as well. So the parent checks in and thinks, oh great, the child's at school or wherever they're meant to be, and actually someone's tracked their location, kidnapped them, and makes them appear to be still at school, which is shockingly dangerous when you think about, you know, how that could play out.
And amazing, isn't it, that designers and people who produce these things didn't actually think of that beforehand.
Do you know, there are cars with internet connectivity that are not properly secured. I've seen a sort of a proof of concept where a benign hacker has actually taken over the controls of a car over the internet at a distance. And bear in mind that when they have the controls, they've got steering and accelerator sometimes as well. So, you know,
it opens the door for a whole new generation of scams, doesn't it? You know, we've got Crash for Cash at the moment, or Cash for Crash, but this will be the next generation of that if you take over the car. Now, the Germans have banned these particular smartwatches because of their vulnerabilities. Do you know what we've done here about this? Are we doing anything in the UK,
as far as you know? Nothing, and there's nothing. Well, Germany is pushing for Europe-wide legislation on this. Of course, by the time that goes through, we probably won't be there. So, yeah. So Britain really has to step up. I mean, it talks a lot about, you know, needing, you know, access to encrypted communications and all of this, when, you know, but it doesn't say anything about, you know, safeguarding our children. And it is dangerous. Oh, and the other thing is, they're effectively spying devices, because you can turn on the microphone remotely so the parent can listen to the child's conversations, and teachers are also worried because parents can listen in on lessons as well, you know, it's because they can actually turn on the microphone and hear what's going on in the area, and it makes them effectively unauthorized transmitters, listening devices as well. So all round a worry. That's not to say they're all bad, but just so many of them are weak that the telecoms regulator in Germany have just banned them all.
I mean, the problem with banning stuff like this is that, you know, you've only got to go down any market and you see all sorts of stuff that may well not be compliant with all the regulations. So, you know, those things get out there anyway.
I think that's true. But what it's doing is it's sending a message to parents to say, you know, you think that this is keeping your kids safe, and that's how they're sold. And actually, it's the opposite. And I think most parents, if they get that message, probably won't buy these things. You know, so, and then they've got to shell out for an Apple Watch or something instead. So yeah, you know,
it's a whole other generation. You know, back in my day, you know, if I didn't show up from school more or less within 10 minutes of when I was supposed to, then, you know, my mother would be pulling her hair out. But this is you know, taking it to the new generation of technology and the new generation of fears.
Indeed.
Know, technology has an upside, and as we've seen many times, it has a downside. Gadget of the week, Fevzi, is now we've done chargers before. What is so special about this charger?
So this one's a bit different. It's from a company called Anker. It's spelled A-N-K-E-R. It's called the PowerCore Plus, bear with me, 26800 PD, okay? And that is all important, I'll tell you why. So These are the portable handheld chargers that are there to give your mobile phone or tablet a boost if it can't quite make it through the day. And some of them can be very small, about the size and shape of a lipstick, for example, can make all the difference if your phone doesn't quite make it to the end of the day sometimes. This is a lot bigger. So the 26800 refers to the capacity, which makes it a huge capacity. To give you an idea, it can charge an iPhone 6S 10 times over. It can do a tablet twice over, and because it's got USB-C on it as well, which is a new USB connector which can carry more power and deliver power faster, you can also do certain laptops. So for example, an Apple MacBook can be charged from one of these devices. So these are great if you're traveling, if you're on a long journey, if you're going to be using the devices a lot on that journey, and you can't.
But it itself has to be charged up. How long does its charge last?
Its charge lasts a long time. I mean, it won't deplete quickly. It's a lithium-ion battery, so it won't run down quickly in and of itself. It's not like a mobile phone where, unless you put a mobile phone in airplane mode, then it will sort of seep power or use power. This will seep very slowly. So, you know, if you came back to it in a couple of weeks, you wouldn't have lost much of your charge if you hadn't used it. It does need quite a bit of charging up, but again, it's got fast charging capability. But it's a USB-C connector that allows it to deliver to the compatible devices power at twice the rate. So it can also halve the charging time of the device, some of the devices that it's attached to. So that makes it kind of special. Not cheap, £69.99.
How many Fevzi stars?
4 stars out of 5.
Okay, reminds me of Scooby-Doo, you know, Scooby snacks. Fevzi stars. Fevzi Turkoff, thank you. If people want to ask you questions about tech, get the answer to something that's bugging them at the moment, or maybe a bug that's bugging them, what do they do? How do they get in contact?
Twitter's the best way. Come and say hello on Twitter. You can follow me at Gadget Detective.
Fevzi Turkoff, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk in 7 days. Fevzi Turkoff doing technology here at BBC Radio Berkshire.